We continue our learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Ham Yaakov ben Pirchas Eliyahu in Chulin Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Hashochet lanochri. You have someone, a Jew, who's shechting an animal for that belongs to a non-Jew for the purposes of the non-Jew. Shechita sokshera. So the shechita is going to be kosher. What's the chiddush here? So the chiddush is that maybe I would have thought that a non-Jew, either stam, we assume that he wants this animal shechted for avodah zarah purposes, or maybe the non-Jew even said, I want this shechted for avodah zarah purposes. It doesn't matter. The shechita is going to be kosher. Some claim that would be only b'di'evet. That seems to be the language of the Mishnah. And other Rishonim claim no. Even l'chatchila, if you shech for a non-Jew, it makes no difference what his machshava is, because we follow the machshava of the Jew who's doing the shechita. We don't care who the owner of the animal is. That's the Tanakama's opinion. Rebbe Eliezer posts, Rebbe Eliezer says no, the shechita is pasul. And this would be true even if we didn't hear the non-Jew say, I want you to shech this for me for avodah zarah, because stam, the machshava of a non-Jew, we have to assume it's for avodah zarah, and therefore the animal becomes asur bahana. It has the status of tikroves avodah zarah, something that was worshipped or brought as a carbon for avodah zarah, and therefore it's going to be asur bahana. That's what Rabbi Eliezer means when he says that the shechita is going to be pasul. And Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer goes so far as to say, "Afilu shchata sheyochal hanachri mechatzar kaveit shela." Even if the Jew is shechting this animal from the non-Jew, and the non-Jew doesn't plan on eating the whole thing, on using the whole thing, he's only planning to eat the chatzar kaveit, the lobe of the liver, and they refer to the diaphragm. It means a very small portion of this animal. Nonetheless, psula, it's still going to be asa b'hana shestam machsheves nachil avodah zarah, because we have to assume that the machshav of the non-Jew, who's the owner of the animal, he's thinking, when you're shechting it, this should be for avodah zarah, even though it's a very small portion of it, it's going to be asur bahana. Amar Rabbi Yossi, kal v'chomer hadvar. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and comes to support the opinion of the Tanakama and brings to kal v'chomer that, in fact, this should not be asur bahana. We should not be concerned at all with the machshava of the owner of the non-Jew of the animal. We only have to be worried about the person who's doing the shechita. And the shechita is being done by a Jew. He has no avodah zarah in mind. There should be nothing wrong with that at all. It should be kosher. And what's his kavah chomer? Kavah chomer hadvarim. So he explains, Uma bimkom shahamachshava poselis b'mikdashin ein hakol holech achar ha'oved. Think about karbanos. Karbanos, when we make pigul. So pigul can be made, as we said, the animal can be rendered pigul through any one of the four avodah. During the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Holacha, and the Zrika, as we've learned many times in Maseches Zvachim. And who is the one who can render it pigul? Who's the one whose machshava matters? Not the owner of the carbon, but the one who's doing any of these avodos. The Kohen usually is doing the Zrika, maybe the Shechita begins by somebody else, by a non-Kohen, but whoever is doing the Shechita, the Kabbalah, etc., those are the ones who can render it pigul. So the Machshava matters is all about the Oved. When it comes to Mekdashin, the Machshava is only by the Oved. We don't care the one who's doing it, not the one who owns it. And there, it's obviously more strict, because you can render the animal pigul during any one of four avodos. So if that's true, when it comes to Mekdashin, Ein HaKol Holech Achar El Achar HaOved, we follow only the one who's doing the avoda and not the one who's doing the shechit, who owns it, rather. Makom she'ein machshava poselis b'chulin. When it comes to chulin, so what happens when it comes to a chulin animal? It's not a carbon at all, but someone has in mind, and he's doing, he wants to do it for avodah zarah. At what point, what would make it avodah zarah? So if you accept the blood, receive the blood in a kli sharis, let's say, or some type of kli, and had in mind, oh, this is avodah zarah, that doesn't do anything. You take the blood and you walk it to a mizbeach or something like that won't make it avodah zarah, because it's a chulin animal. During the shechita, you could make it avodah zarah if you had in mind for avodah zarah, and during the zrika, if you decide to sprinkle the blood for avodah zarah on some type of altar or whatever it is, that will make it into avodah zarah. So what do you see? When it comes to a chulin animal, try a machshava avodah zarah will only apply to two out of the four avodos, only to zrika and to shechita. When it comes to mukdashin, we're more strict. It applies, you can make it pigul, not avodah zarah, but pigul during any one of four avodos. And yet when it comes to pigul, which is more strict because it applies to four avodos, it can only be made pigul, the machshava only matters by the ove, the one who's doing it, not the owner. So if that's true, ein odin, is it not a kavachomer shelo yehei hakol holech el achar achar shochet? So it's not kavachomer then by avodah zarah, we should only care about the one who's doing the shechita, who's the ove, not the owner of the animal. So this is Rabbi Yossi's kavachomer to tell us that we should not care that the owner is a non-Jew when he's thinking avodah Zara, because we don't care about the owner. We don't care about the owner when it comes to the machshava of the owner when it comes to Karbanos, and Karbanos were more strict. You can make it a pigul during four avodos. Avodah Zarah can only be made avodah Zarah during two avodos. And so I should care about the owner. Yeah, I don't care about the owner by pigul. I certainly should not care about the owner, who in this case is a non-Jew, when it comes to the case of chulin. And therefore, a shechita that's done by a Jew on behalf of a non-Jew, even if the non-Jew is thinking avodah Zarah, it should not be possible. Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. Hashochet l'shem harim, L'shem Gvaos, L'shem Yamim, L'shem Naharos, L'shem Midbaros, Shechitaso Psula. Here you have someone who's doing a Shechita. He has in mind to serve the mountains, the hills, the seas, the rivers, the deserts, and by shechting this animal. That's what he has in mind. So says the Mishnah, Shechitaso Psula. Such a Shechita of this chulin animal is going to be pasul. The animal's usher to eat, but interestingly, it's not usher bahana like Tikrovas Avodah Zarah. Would not be the same as, let's say, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in the previous Mishnah. Why is this not Tikrovas Avodah Zarah? Because mountains and hills and seas and rivers and deserts cannot become Avodah Zarah at all. Why? That's based on the pasuk. We did this in Masechet Avodah Zarah. Pasuk says in Devarim Yud Beis, Abed Ta'abodun Es Kol HaMekamos Asher Avdu Sham HaGoyim. We have to destroy the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. Es Elohehem Al Heharim Haramim. So it mentions their gods on their high mountains. So the drasha that Chazal have from that, their gods, their Avodah Zarah on their mountains, Elohehem Al Heharim, their gods, their idols are on their mountains. V'lo Heharim Elohehem. That implies that the mountains are not their gods. The gods are on the mountains, but the mountains don't become their gods. And therefore, anything that's mechubar, anything that's attached, like we're talking about the seas and the rivers and the mountains, etc., do not become avodah zarah. So therefore, even if he has in mind when he shechs the animal, I want this to, for the purposes of serving the mountains, the seas, the rivers, etc., that although the shechitas psula, it will not become tikrovas avodah zarah. But the Bartanur adds on from the Gemara, but if, let's say, if it says, V'davka she'amar l'shem harim l'shem v'os, this is what we had in mind, I'm shechting this animal so I can serve the mountains or the hills. Aval amar l'malach ha'memuna ale harim ale v'os, harezu zivchei mesim v'asur b'hana. But if he had in mind, oh, I am shechting this animal to serve the angel of the mountains, or the angel of the seas, etc., then that animal becomes Tikrovas Avodah Zarah. However, there is an opinion in Avodah Zarah and Daf Memvav that it's not true. That in fact, in this case, if a person shechs for the seas, for the mountains, etc., if he has Kavanah to serve them, the animal becomes Asur Bahana, even though mountains don't become Avodah Zarah. Nonetheless, if you serve them, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. And therefore, this becomes Tikrovas Avodah Zarah. So if that's true, then we need to reinterpret the Mishnah. Mishnah would then mean Hashochet L'Shem Harim, a person who shechs an animal for the purposes of the mountains, means he didn't have Kavana to serve the mountains, but rather he did this for the purposes of Refuah, for magic, for sorcery. Then the Shechita is going to be possible. Even though you don't plan on, you didn't shech this for the purposes of serving the mountains, nonetheless, it looks like you're doing for Avodah Zarah, and therefore we're going to say the Shechita's puzzle, even though it's not the Kravos Avodah Zarah. Then the Mishnah says, Shnayim Ochasin Basakin V'shochatin, and they have two people holding onto a knife, and they shecht one animal together, Echad L'Shem Echad Mikol Elu, V'Echad L'Shem Davar Kasher. One of the people who's shechting is for one of the things on the list here, Harim, Gvaos, etc., where the Shechita should be puzzle, but the other person has in mind L'Shem Davar Kasher for a completely Shechita Kshera, Shechita San Besula. Shechita is going to be pasul. The Gemara assumes that this is based on the fact that these are shutvim, they're partners in this. And since they're partners, so we have to assume, since one of the people had in mind to shecht for the seas, the rivers, the mountains, etc., the shechita is going to be pasul. But if, let's say, one of them who did the shechita did not have any shutvis in the animal, even though he may have been involved in the shechita, it does not become usur.